How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco, Sports Byline, USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Been doing this show many, many years. It's the only hour on all these sports talk networks where we get to talk video games, not just sports video games, but all video games. And I would love your participation via email or, more importantly, live radio. Get on in on the toll-free line and talk to me. Talk to me. And this is one person on a mic, one person on a phone, as the good Lord intended. Here's the number, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard wherever you might happen to be listening across this great land of ours, this land of Bulgaria. Also bleeding over the borders into Mexico and Canada, eh? As I mentioned, AFN, I'm a FAN of the military. You keep us safe. I come from a Navy family, whatever family you come from, even if you come from no armed services family, we certainly appreciate all that you do and the families back home to keep us and our allies safe. So we appreciate that. And we know that video games are very important to our troops out there and give them a little home cooking and distraction as well. Also, we are broadcasting, as I mentioned, Sports Byline and sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live, emails rick@sportsbyline.com. It's important to remember if you want to win the game. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after the hour, as I always do. Second correct email to a very simple question. We'll win the game. Also, sbnationlive.com. As I go through SB Nation, proud out of Houston, Texas. Sirius XM 211 in progress. That's right, the Dan Patrick channel. Where are my truckers out there with their white line fever? Breaker, breaker, 1-9. We got Smokey the Bear and the brown paper bag. Also, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We'll get to you any way we can. We'll come down your chimney. We'll come through your toaster. How about the TV set? CRN Digital Plus 2. Yes, that is the cable radio network channel 2 on your cable provider. And if you want to tweet at me or X, whatever, it is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. But we just have an hour. We're already underway. We really just have 51 minutes. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select to request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco Sports Byline, USA, but all over the globe on the American Forces Radio Network, the internet, other ways to catch the show. Like if you Google my name and this show, all sorts of places are like, hey, we have it. And you know what? That's fine. We're not mad. Everybody get in on it. Call me up, 1-800-878-PLAY. So this weekend, a couple of things went down. There was a another strike, video game voiceover folks, which we just got done after the SAG-AFTRA one. I'll get to that in the next segment, but I want to start off by talking about Season 5 on COD MW3. It's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 as we're waiting for the next Black Ops to come out. And... You know, listen, they do a lot of research about what people want, what the fans want, and they make sure when they're making these games that everybody is going to get what they want. They're trying to sell games. And whenever a new season starts, they make you watch the... the sort of trailer. You can't skip out of it. And this one was mumble rap, and there are some new characters that you can play as. You can be the Black Cell Reckoner. It's basically like a skeleton with a cloth over its head. A woman named Valeria, with the sort of Hispanic look and short hair, as Valeria might say. And then they have a trans character as well, Rhea Ripley, wearing fishnets with a lot of tats. And that's just a sign of the times. There's no political yay or nay or any of this. But you think, you know, we're going to do mumble rap with a trans character, and that's fine. It's 2024. And believe me, they're not trying to change the world. They're trying to sell games. There's also another skin called Knight's End, and it's a very scary looking sort of pinhead Greek metallic face. There's also Luchadora skins. There's one called the Trophy King. He kind of looks like definitely an Asian character. Why do you say that, Rick? Be careful. It's fine. An Asian character with a kind of a ninja look. They've got some new skins for Price, if you want, as well. So instead of the Union Jack on his mag holders, you can get a yellow Union Jack if you want. Knight's Resolve has got this kind of weird dude. Ivan, if you want to be the big Slavic guy with the beard and the shaved head. Samurai camos, you know, they got that sort of smiling face guy. It's, as always, very scary. and also I noticed that you can play, if you want to fork out, with some Fallout characters as well. You're basically like vault people. And that's an interesting quasi-cooperative. But you can also play what I would call as a Muppet. You sort of look like a big yellow Cookie Monster, or maybe Ernie with Bert and Ernie. Whatever floats your boat. If that's what you want to, if you want to play as a Muppet looking dude. The thing that always I find interesting, and the reason why in the history of Call of Duty I've never paid for one thing, is that they give you 9 million free things. If you play, you earn them. And you have more guns than you'll ever know what to do with. And let's say you do want to be Jigsaw from a couple Call of Duties ago. You'll never see yourself. You'll just know that you're freaking out other people. And every once in a while, you'll see your own corpse. You'll run by. You might spawn and go back. Then your own corpse is still sitting there. And you go, oh, that. Sometimes I forget what I look like. Because I know one dude I have has like, he's a skull head. And he's got a cape over his, like a hoodie or whatever it is. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I forget that I'm that guy. Another one I earned, he's like this guy with chain mail, but the chain mail is an orange pumpkin face. It was available some Halloween, and I did. It's always something brutal to earn it. You know, it's like get 50 headshots with a pistol. So you just play 3 days in a row of nothing but shipment, and you get your behind handed to you, and you're throwing off all your stats because you end up with 3 kills and 40 deaths. And one of them's a headshot. I'm sure you've done that just like I have if you play this game. Maybe your stats aren't that horrific. But we do have some new weapons. The STG, we've never had the STG. That actually, when I saw that, I found that rather appealing. The Static HV, the Spear, and the Torque 35. I mentioned the trailer. You see the Spear, and it looks like it explodes on contact. So I don't know, honestly, if that's an upgrade to the Spear or if the Spear has an exploding tip, sort of like Rambo's composite bow tips were exploding. There's new content, new maps, Bait 6v6, Yard 6v6. There's EMP grenade equipment, Slam deathmatch mode, arcade playlist, COD warrior game mode, fish faction game mode, paintball game mode, diffuse or destroy game mode. And as I mentioned, the new operators, Valeria, Rhea Ripley, and Ivan. There is a final zombies story mission, a new dark ether rift, and some new variants to the maps as well. And as always, when you get these weapons, you can get them normal or you can toggle them to black cell. So normal, like, let's say you get the Boss B battle rifle called the Gladius Graecus. And I do love the Boss as a battle rifle in this. And it's basically just a stronger version of an assault rifle. And it's like pink and green. And then if you go black cell, then it's like black and gold. And then it's sort of like smoky. There's also called something called the Kattamar, the Kattamar sniper rifle, which has got a little belt on it. And a static HV SMG. It's a submachine gun, and it looks like it has no clip on it. There's also a Dimercurus, which is a light machine gun with comes standard with a barrel clip at the bottom. And there's also, if you do get Valeria, one of the skins is called Death's Medallion. So it looks a lot more scary because she's wearing skull makeup. Right. There are some others as well. In fact, if you're into WWE, there's a Cody Rhodes Operator Bumble, the American Dream, or the American Nightmare, however you want to call him. I'm not too much into it, but there's also Rey Mysterio, if you want to look a little more luchador. The one that I think is annoying, because I did play a level of dirt on it, was this Toon Force. It's just kind of a tracer pack, and it's cel-shaded, and not a big fan of that. But Season 5 is out, and this is it. This is, they're going to wrap it up before we go to the new Black Ops. Well, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. We'll also let you know release dates, what's coming out new this week. Well, unfortunately, most video game headlines this weekend came out of Hollywood, because on Friday, the VO people, the video game performers, went on strike after negotiations with a lot of these video game companies that began more than a year and a half ago came to a halt again over AI protections. And so the leaders of SAG-AFTRA, or the Screen Actors Guild American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, have billed the issues behind these disputes, mostly AI. They just said it's an existential crisis for these performers. And they say all their voices could be replicated without their consent and fair compensation. The thing that I think is weird is I thought we did all this earlier this year. I thought we went through all this. Why are we doing it again? Well, the union says the unregulated use of AI poses, quote, an equal or even greater threat, end quote, to performers in the video game industry than it does in film and television, because of the capacity to cheaply and easily create convincing digital replicas of these performer voices, and it's widely available. So the SAG-AFTRA negotiators said that some games had been made over wages and job safety, but that they just... two sides remain split over the regulation of generative AI. You know, we were talking about that last week, about how the president of Nintendo said, yeah, we could use it to make games faster, but the thing that makes Nintendo so great is that we have great people and we make up stuff on our own. So a spokesman for video game producers, Audrey Cooling, said that the studios offered some meaningful AI protections to the performers, but after negotiating that the studio's definition of who constitutes a performer is the key to understanding the issue of who would be protected. It's kind of like when I went to a bull riding one time and they called the bulls athletes. And I was like, what? And they're like, they're athletes. I'm like, okay. So the SAG-AFTRA chief contracts officer, Ray Rodriguez, said, quote, the industry has told us point blank that they do not necessarily consider everyone who is rendering movement performance to be a performer that is covered by the collective bargaining agreement. And so they say, well, what is it? And they said people who move sometimes are just known as data. So this agreement covers more than 2,500 what they call off-camera voiceover performers or on-camera performers. And those are motion capture, stunt performers, coordinators, dancers, singers, background performers, puppeteers, what have you. So the union had been negotiating an industry bargaining group with a signatory video game company list, including some divisions of Activision and EA. Those companies also involve Activision Productions, Inc., Blind Light, LLC, Disney Character Voices, Inc., EA Productions Incorporated, Formosa, not Taiwan, Interactive LLC, Insomniac Games LLC, it goes on and on and on, WB Games. And so Cooling said, we are disappointed that the unionists chose to walk away when we are so close to a deal and we remain prepared to resume negotiations. But this first work stoppage, when it came to video game, this actually happened about 8 years ago. And that was after a year of negotiations failed. And so it was like 11 months later in like September of 2017. And at the time, that strike was just to secure bonus compensation for voice actors and performance caption artists. That was one of the longest in the union's history of these. So what are they asking for? SAG-AFTRA said that some of the key issues include not just the wages that keep up with inflation, it's protections around exploitative issues of artificial intelligence and safety precautions that account for the strain of physical performance as well as vocal stress. And so the studios refuse to, quote, provide an equal level of protection from the dangers of AI from all our members. The Interactive Media Agreement Negotiating Committee Chair, it's a long title, Sarah Elmale, said, if we had seen sufficient protection for all performers who work this contract, then we would not be here today. The question I have is, someone who gets paid to talk, yeah, you got to take care of your voice. There's no doubt. I remember like 20 years ago and I had like laryngitis. I was useless for this type of entertainment platform, right? But I just would like to know what vocal stress is. And I don't want to act too naive, but what's vocal stress? Like, are they asking people to scream, take 5, take 50, take 60, I need take 75 on a blood-curdling scream, and then they can't talk for 4 more days? Just let's get back to AI for a second, because if AI is unchecked, and it's always been a sticking point in these talks, and voice actors and members of the union have said that they're not anti-AI, they're just worried that unchecked AI would mean they would be replaced. And there are some people have told me that all you really need to do now is get about 12 basic sounds, maybe less at this point, that someone makes. Like, you know, the k, s, f, l, whatever it is, all the vowels, soft and long. And you put that in and all of a sudden, you know, what you're listening to right now might not be Rick Tittle. It could be, you know, AI doing me because it's heard those 12 sounds, right? And that could be scary, right? But some also argue that AI could strip less experienced actors of a chance to get smaller background roles, such as NPCs, which is where they usually start off. And so it's just a matter sometimes of, you think, well, what does the industry owe you? Do they owe you a living? Do they owe you a wage? Do they owe you the opportunity? And it's like, from what I understand, as cutthroat and cold-hearted as it is, it's just a bottom line in any business in capitalism. And that is, they'll try to make the most money for the least amount of paying their workers. You know, why do you think the United States decades ago started sending all their factories overseas? Because it was just a lot cheaper and the labor laws were unchecked. They'll try to save as much as they can to make as much as they can. So if you say, well, if you're using AI to use these other, you know, lower NPCs, these non-playing characters, playable characters, then how am I going to get my start? And they could say, well, you're not going to get your start. And then they say, okay, then we're going on strike. So, as I said earlier this year, back in February, I thought this was done. They see the SAG-AFTRA created a separate contract that did cover indie and lower budget video games. And that tiered budget interactive media agreement did contain some of the protections on AI that they wanted. But the union also said they had a side deal with AI voice company Replica Studios that enables major studios to work with unionized actors to create and license a digital replica of their voice. It also sets terms that allow performers to opt out of having their voices used. So, in other words, hey, Rick, we're going to have your voice on this video game. Great. When do you need me? We don't, but we'll write you a check. To me, that is the easiest job that has ever been invented in the history of man, outside of maybe the old days if you were a college football player and a booster, quote unquote, gave you a job at his car dealership. They're using your voice, not technically your voice, but a replica of your voice, and they're giving you a check anyway. Now, if it's for 75 cents, then that doesn't mean much. But if it's for the exact same amount of money that had I driven down there and maybe did it in 12 takes instead of one take, like the program would have you do. So, as I said, I'm not someone who automatically is going to take the people who strike side. And I'm also someone that's not going to automatically take the corporate side. You have to sift through it and see what it is and try to hear both sides of the story. But according to the companies, they're ready to go and they thought they were close. So let's hope everybody's happy, right? They always say in a bargain, both sides leave a little bit unhappy. Why don't we go for both sides happy? Pollyannish. Let's do that. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We come back. We'll give away a brand new game. Tell you what's on the shelves as well. Brand new. We'll see you in a second.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. Email rick at sportsbyline.com, and you'll need that address because it is 40 after. I'm going to give away the brand new game. Just answer the question correctly. It's simple. Second correct answer wins the game. The game is called Farlands. Chris Farley? No, Farlands. Farlands. It is developed by John Dusoft and Eric Rodriguez. And it's published by John Dusoft. This is for the PC. And here's the blurb. Congratulations. You've bought your own planet, an agrarian rock at the edge of the galaxy that, for some reason, was practically being given away for free. So the time has come to have you leave your hectic, stressful life in an overcrowded metropolis for a more rural and rewarding life. What's going on there? Once again, Farlands. Just let me know to win the game. Is this a game about a new planet in outer space, or is this a game about Chris Farley? Just let me know. Once again, outer space or Chris Farley, and you will win Farlands from Jan Dusoft and Eric Rodriguez for the personal computer. How about that? And we will have the rest of the new releases. That just came out, Farlands came out 4 days ago, actually. And we'll take a look at the rest of the new releases as we get ready to go into another month. Where's the summer going, man? Well, I'll tell you where the summer is going. The summer is going for a lot of people with college football 25. That's right. And you know, a lot of people, we were talking about all the great things that make this game so wonderful, and that is just the attention to detail and the pomp and circumstance of every fight song, every stadia, all the things that go along with the band, the crowd. You know, it's just for fun, like the BYU Stadium, you can see the mountains in the background. And as Kirk Herbstreit said, he's been on the show a couple of times, and Herbie, we're tight, not really. But he said, we have to understand that every college is somebody's favorite college. And I think it's kind of funny because I mentioned last week that I played Division II back in the 80s at St. Mary's College, which has since dropped football. But somebody sent me, it was really cool. They, I think it was on Twitter, actually. They didn't email. It was on Twitter. They made a St. Mary's team. I think it was an alum, and they made a St. Mary's stadium. And I think that's really cool, you know, just to go ahead and, you know, because you can, we talked about how the hundreds of different choices that you could make throughout the game. But I mean, if you, this was made by EA Orlando, and when you are, if you are a Madden player, what they have done with this game, I would say, is not just ahead of its time. You could might say it's light years ahead of its time. The lighting is exceptional. The animations are much more detailed. They're, if you like, freeform. Just everything pops the way that Madden doesn't, but you know that it will after this. There's just a lot more stuff to do. The unique intros for each team as they take the field with their mascots, and the way they dance around when the school pulls off a big play, you know, school specific performances with cheerleaders, unique turnover celebrations, live cuts to the crowd, what's happening in real time. And of course, the crowd's never going to look as good as the players, but they look good enough, and that adds a lot to the atmosphere of a stadium. And there's also some to understand, like, you know, I'm from the Bay Area, which is a pro town, if you could call it that, but it's like, you know, the fifth market. There's like, well, 7 million people here in this market, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. And it was always about the Raiders and the Niners. Of course, the Raiders left, but, you know, it was Cal and Stanford of those schools. Even though they put out brilliant individual players as teams, they hardly ever got it done. And so, you know, college football was never king out here. But if you're in South Bend or you're in Norman or you're in Stillwater or any basically anywhere in the SEC, this is more important than Madden. I mean, I was just reading up last week about this one guy that basically he's an SMU alum, and he's the reason Southern Methodist is in the ACC, just tens of millions of dollars of his own money. And he's a former basketball player there, but he made a fortune. And it's just, to him, there's nothing more important than SMU. And that's what I think that this game, what it does, it kind of captures, well, it does capture that pageantry. And I think a lot of these details will have to get added to Madden. And whenever you take an 11-year break on a game, if this game had come out every year perennially like Madden, there'd be interest. But there'd be no way it would be this much interest. When you wait 11 years and it's an amazing game, it feels faster than Madden. It feels more fluid. Everything's happening quicker. There's less delay between them. I remember talking to, what's his name, Tyler Wilson, when the Raiders drafted him, a quarterback from Arkansas. And they were at camp in Alameda and out over there. And I said, yeah, they always say everything's faster in the pros. And he's like, no, it's the same speed. People are just better. He got cut. He was the highest drafted player to get cut. His fourth round pick. But anyway, there are a lot of nice touches. And you can decorate the main menu with photos of your mascot, stadium, a lot of, you know, team-specific things like ticket stubs, right, and the loading screens and the on-field play art as if they've been drawn by hand. And just so much personality. There's no menu lag as well. So they've done a lot of work under the hood at EA Orlando to make sure that all this action represents college football. And one of the most notable things, you know, I was looking on IGN as well, they're looking, is the options you have for passing the ball. You can choose between the classic passing controls, the Madden skill-based passing system, and then an all-new revamped passing option. That's where you hold down the button of your receiver you want to aim at. And then in order to determine several aspects of the throw, if you want to arc it, the ball, and the accuracy. Now you say, well, I always want to be accurate. Well, sometimes if a guy is running down the sideline and he's got a DB all over him, you want to throw back shoulder. Technically not accurate, but effective and thus accurate. Now you might say, well, why do you care about lofting it or throwing it hard? Well, if you have three deep defensive backs, you're going to have to throw it a little faster. If you only have two deep, maybe you can put a little more arc on it. There's more room in the final third. And so the throw power stat does affect how hard and fast you throw the ball. And not just distance, but they have pump fakes, which have been improved. Receivers have access to 12 hot route options as well. Your QB doesn't need to have a specific ability to access them. They're just there, which is really cool. And You know, as I always say, like in it always feels like football video games. When you run the ball, you get 1 yard, 1 yard, and then when you throw the ball, every third pass is an interception. So they do have this thing called custom stems, which allows you to customize the distance of a receiver's route by 1 to 5 yard increments. So if you want to go Mouse Davis, or you want to do the Chris Alt pistol, or whatever you want to do to beat certain coverages. And when you do take a knee in the victory formation and the game is mathematically over, College Football 25 will automatically run down the clock. And that actually is a cool thing, because you think, well, what is, you know, I can wait 23 seconds. Well, why? Why do you have to wait 23 seconds? And I know you're supposed to see the wear and tear on the field, and the icons represent what's actually going on with your players' difficulty and how healthy they are and the damage they've taken and their most damaged body part as well. And you can bring up your entire team's wear and tear on the field, and the icons are very small. It's hard to see what they represent as well. But as I said, the bewildering thing is that the UI is just sometimes a little bit more frustrating than its starting point. Given that Madden's the only game in town for the last 11 years, it's impossible not to compare the two and then kind of fault that College Football 25 in the way that it kind of fails to give me at least as much information as what came before. Like, for instance, Madden 24 had an automatic helmet count that would show you how many defenders are lined up on both sides of the box and whether you have an advantage in blockers on either side. And College Football 25, you just got to do that for yourself, which you could say makes it more realistic. You know, you could look at it that way as well. But I'm just scratching the surface. This is it's a pretty remarkable game, and we'll play a little more and get back to you. But let's get to the new releases. These are games coming out on Tuesday, unless otherwise noted. And let's see. Let's start off with Cats on Duty for the PC. It shows a cat with a rifle fighting like this goblin. Deathless on the PC. It's like kind of a demon. Raiders of Valhalla. It's a cartoony game for the PC. Dead Link. It looks like kind of a scumbaggy looking dude. Rick, I resent that. I played that character. Dead Link, Xbox Series X and S and PS5. Sword and Fairy Inn 2, in double N, with some Japanese characters that I can't read. X and S5, Xbox One, and PS4. The Garden Path. This is PC. This is an interesting combo. PC, Switch, Linux, Mac. What are you going to release on those four? I like it. Biogun, a microscopic adventure on the PC. Roots of Pacha on the One and the X and S. Sword of Convalaria for This World of Peace. This is for your phones, Android and iPhone and PC. 1428 Shadows over Silesia, Tourney at the Bear Rock. This is on the PC. Of course, Silesia used to be part of Germany and now it's part of Poland. But this game shows two guys jousting. Corgi's Cozy Hike. This is PC and Mac. Across the Obelisk, Series X and S, the 5. Ada. Tainted Soil on the PC. Airborne Empire. This is Mac and PC. Alruna and the Necro Industrialists on the PC. Baby Steps. This is, sounds like a guy on a new planet. PC 4 and 5. And finally, Botsu, Ridiculous Robots on the PC. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back with a cheat code on the video game review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. We are just 2 minutes away from getting you back to the sports talk, but it's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Woody. Woody wants to know the debug code for Super Star Wars. Of course, if it says Super in the front, what was it on? That's right, the Genesis. No, it's for Super Star Wars. It was on the Super Nintendo, which I loved. And I would guess this was probably the first ever debug code on the Super Nintendo, but to access it, you go AAAX. Sorry, it's 4 in live radio. AAAX BBBBY XXXXA YYYYB. And then this is on the title screen, and then press L and R on the other controller. Once again, title screen AAAAX BBBBY XXXXA YYYYB. Then take the other controller, press left and right together, and you will get the debug menu on Super Star Wars. Ain't that fun? Wherever you can play it, get your hands on it. All right, hey, thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with another edition of the Video Game Review.